For a studio audience.
Better get a move on, Laverne. I don't want to be late. I mean, all we have to do is turn up late for these tryouts and we blow any chance at all for promotion. Rise and shine, let's go, up and at 'em, rise and...
Lovely.
I mean, we have a chance for promotion, you lie there like a lump.
I am a lump, and I'm proud of it.
Get up, creased clothes. Oh, they love to promote people with creased clothes. You're gonna get the job for sure.
Doesn't your balloon ever land? Come on, there's only one opening for beer taster, and there's gonna be a whole stampede for that job.
Yeah, well, if you feel that way about it, why do you even bother going?
Well, it's time off from bottling. I'd rather spend the morning drinking it than looking at it.
You don't fool me for an instant, Laverne. You aren't dying for that job.
I'm not dying.
I mean, you don't have to wear that ugly smock. You get a raise, and it's considered an executive's position.
Okay, so I'd love to have that job. Who wouldn't? But I'm not getting my hopes up. There isn't much of a chance.
Well, if you take that attitude about it, there's no chance. I happen to have a very good chance.
Why, because you're wearing your lucky scarf?
Here's where I make you look the fool, Laverne. I did research. I know the four S's of beer tasting. Sip, swirl, suck, swallow. Sip, swirl, suck, swallow.
Hey, you're making me sick here.
Sip, swirl, suck, swallow. Sip, swirl, suck, swallow. Sip, swirl, suck, swallow. Sip, swirl, suck, swallow. Got it. Sip, swirl, suck, swallow.
What about the fifth S of beer tasting?
What's that?
Shut up.
Ooh. Oh. We can take these guys easy. No problem at all.
This is only the fifth group. They'll be coming through here all day.
Yeah, well.
Look, we can't even sit next to each other.
Yes, we can. I'll handle this. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. My friend and I would like to sit together. Would you mind scooting down one seat? Would you scoot down one seat, please? I can sit here and you...
Can I talk to you for a minute? I got him, sir! You'll like it down there.
I'm Mr. Gessler. Supervisor here with quality control. Without quality control, Shotspear would be just another bucket of suds. Your necessary tools are your sight, smell, and taste. Your nose and your tongue are very close friends.
Ooh, you should see how close hers are. Do that thing you do. Isn't that great?
We don't do that here. Now, I want all of you to open your bottles marked A. Next, pour your beer carefully into the glasses. Do not glug it into your glass.
I didn't mean to glug.
Now, I want all of you to be on the lookout for skunky flavor.
Yes.
Let's see you try it.
This is warm.
I'm trying to get a job here.
Okay, okay.
Now, if anything should strike you as peculiar, jot it down.
The label's torn. Where'd you get the bee? Hiding your paper like you did in high school? This one tastes like the can. Tinny taste. I'll write that, Tinny taste. Tinny. It's Tinny, T-N-P-I-N-N-I-E.
Girl, what are you doing down there?
I gotta sit on the floor for a minute.
You get up there?
I'm not feeling very well, I'm afraid.
You're not looking too well either.
This girl is turning green.
No, she's always green. She's Irish.
Yes.
What seems to be the trouble?
I think I ought to lie down.
Oh. What?
She didn't have a breakfast. She'll do great after lunch.
Yes. I better go lie down.
I'll go take
No. You stay right here. Finish the test.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm going to go home, have a piece of white bread. I'll be fine.
Don't worry, little girl. Everything is going to turn out all right. All right, let's go on with the testing. Foam is money.
Things went real well after I left, huh?
Things were terrific, Cheryl. I was just great. I drank every beer in sight. I outlasted them all. I told Mr. Gessler which beer was good, which beer was shots, which beer was skunky. I was A number one.
You never even got sick or dizzy?
I never even got a buzz. The rest of them were dropping like flies. One guy was even jotting on his tongue. I'm just a shoo-in for this job.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Mr. Gessler even nicknamed me Hollow Leg DeFazio. Hey, how you feeling?
Oh, I feel a whole lot better.
Oh, that's good.
I'm real happy for you, Laverne. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What irony. God has chosen you to smite me on the face.
Oh, he's not smiting. Oh, come on. Don't feel bad. Don't say that.
I'm just feeling sorry for myself. I messed up those tryouts so bad. I feel so terrible about
it. Oh, come on. Hey, remember when we were in high school and you won the spelling bee and I got knocked out on the word chandelier?
Well, I knew you were in trouble when you began with an S.
Chandelier.
No, Laverne. You see, your trouble was you never sounded the word out.
I did, Shane.
Hello? Yes? What? Really? Oh, all right. Hello?
Shan.
Shh. That was Mr. Gessler.
When do I start?
You don't. I do.
You?
He hired me. I got the job!
But how?
Well, he said that my beer was skunky and that I had to have an educated palate to know that and that it should have made me dizzy.
You got my job because you got dizzy? You always get dizzy. You get dizzy at the laundromat watching that thing go around. You get dizzy making a U-turn. You're a dizzy person.
And the dizzy shall inherit the earth.
Aww.
Oh, it's just a little joke. I'm sorry.
No, it's not fair.
Oh. I'm sorry, Laverne. I guess this job meant a lot to you too, huh?
No. I mean, it did for a minute there, but I'm all right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not upset or anything?
No,
because I was terribly upset when I thought you
got
the job.
No, I'd rather you get it. You're my best friend.
Well, that's how I felt about
you. Yeah.
Well. I'm just going to go in the bedroom and pick out an outfit for tomorrow.
Okay.
I think I'll wear yellow. That'll
Yellow's good.
Laverne,
You aren't upset, are you?
Oh, no, look.
That makes it perfect. You're a good sport, Laverne.
A good sport.
You gotta make things pleasant for the customer. How come I am? I got two hands. I'm using them to talk now with. What happened with the bowling? Why aren't you in the bowling tournament?
We had a forfeit. Shirley didn't show up.
How come?
She's busy with a new job.
Hey, she's gone places. You better stick to her. She'll take good care of you.
I'm not hitching my wagon to a beer taste. Don't worry about me. I'll do fine by myself.
You're right. After all, when I die, all this is gonna belong to you. Look at that. They always put the crust on the floor. They never put the crust in the plate. I don't understand these people.
Mama Laverne's Pizzeria. It's not bad. No, it's bad.
Am I late for the tournament? We forfeited. Don't tell me. You're very upset right now. I'm sorry, Laverne. I've been so busy at work. I mean, I meant to get down to the break room and tell you I was going to be late, but I just had no time to do it. I'm sorry. We'll make it up, okay?
Didn't even have time to eat lunch?
No, I had a bite.
Where'd you eat?
Oh, I don't know. Someplace. I don't remember.
The only other place I know of is the executive dining room.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it, but I'm not sure.
You wait in the executive dining room? I hear they have hot food there.
Warm. Warm at best. Believe me, nothing to be impressed about at all. Hey, come on. Let's have a nice evening. We haven't had any time to spend together, okay? I mean, be a good sport about this, okay?
Okay.
Let's not let anything else spoil this evening.
Hello.
Yeah. How you doing, ladies?
Oh, hello, Madame Executive.
Hey, aren't you dressed in a teeth, huh?
Trying to have a private conversation here. Would you mind?
Oh, I get it. I get it. She don't like to talk to the common workers no more. Yeah. That's what.
Oh, come on, Lenny. Come off it. I'm sitting here talking to Laverne, aren't I?
Low blow.
What I was trying to explain to Lenny was that I'm still willing to talk to anybody, that's all.
Oh, now I'm anybody, huh?
Oh, come on, Laverne, stop it. That's the most stupid thing.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Carmine.
Hi, Angel Face. Oh, excuse me. It still is Angel Face, isn't it? I mean, I figured with the promotion and everything, it might have been Saint Face. Hey, Laverne, you still call her Shirley, or does she make you call her Miss Feeney?
Oh, come on, Carmine. She doesn't have to call me Miss Feeney. We're not at the brewery.
You're gonna make me call you Miss Feeney at the brewery?
Not if there's no other workers around, I'm not. Oh, come on, Laverne, don't make that boo-boo face. You don't mean anything when you make that boo-boo face. Come on! She'll be right back.
It's lonely at the top.
Don't I know it.
Expects me to run after. Laverne! Laverne, listen to yourself talk. I've never heard you talk like this. You're so jealous.
Me? Jealous?
Yes.
Jealous of what? What's there to be jealous of? Jealous of the fact that you eat hot lunches and I have to eat stale salami out of a machine? Jealous of that? Jealous of the fact that you take cabs and I have to strap hang on a bus? Boy, I wanted that job!
Oh, Laverne, I'm so
and
sorry.
And top it off the way you got it, Cheryl. I mean, skunky beer. I was great. I drank that beer like a Marine. It's just not fair, not fair, not fair.
Boy, I'm glad I got that out.
after I punch in, I'm going to quit my job.
You do that for me?
Yes, I would, yes. Only for you, I would do that.
I don't want you to do that.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Nothing. It's my problem. I just don't want to be jealous. And I'm not going to be. How's bet I set up a rematch tomorrow night at the bowling alley?
That would be great! No. No, I can't.
No.
I have to work late. Mr. Gessler says it's an emergency.
A beer-tasting emergency?
Well, he says that it's a busy season and we're going to be working a lot of weekends and late nights.
I guess we're not going to be seeing as much of each other as we used to, huh?
Well, not for a while, anyway.
Thanks for bringing over the pizza, guys.
Anytime. Listen, we ought to get going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. My Uncle Elliot got a job in the carnival, and he gave us some free passes to the Tunnel of Love.
Hey, how about it, Laverne? You and Shirley in the mood for a little heavy floating?
Nah, Shirley's not going to be home till late, and I'm not that hard up. I'm not up to it.
Oh, yeah.
I get seasick.
In a swan?
Hey, listen, where is Shirley anyway? She with Carmine or what?
No, Carmine's down at the gym. She had to work late with Mr. Gessler.
Mm-mm. Old sauerkraut ain't working tonight.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, he must be. Shirley's meeting him at the brewery.
Uh-uh. We delivered a couple of cases up to his office, and he starts bragging about some girl he's got lined up for tonight.
Yeah, he always loves to tell the truck drivers about his hot dates. He thinks that makes him one of us.
Guess he's got a hot date?
Yeah, he's gonna take her up to the tasting room and have his way with her.
Going to be in the tasting room.
Yeah. Well, it'll be pretty crowded in there.
What's the matter, Laverne? You okay?
I knew.
What's the matter?
I need you to help me.
Sure.
Would you go down to the gym and get Carmine,
okay?
And tell him to meet me at the tasting room of the brewery, okay?
Okay.
Just...
Hey, I'll give you $1 if you walk on her couch.
It's a deal.
Out. We're going to walk on my
couch. Yeah, we're going to walk.
You know, I think that last batch was particularly skunky.
Really? Perhaps you should have some more to make certain.
No, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Like you did at the afternoon interview?
Oh, no. Not exactly like that, but I do think I should lie down. I'll go to the ladies' lounge.
Oh, well, why don't we just come over here and we rest for a while? Shirley, I am very pleased with your work. Did anyone ever tell you you have a lovely palate? And your taste buds?
You know, when I was a little girl, I used to think the taste buds were those little flowers that you held under your chin to see if you like butter or not. Did you do that in your country?
That's so silly. Of course you know your taste buds are back here.
Mr. Gessler.
Call me Wolfgang.
Wolfgang, that's not where my taste buds are.
Who cares?
Would you please take your hands off of me?
Hard to get, huh? That's the way I love them.
Ow! Please, halt!
This is an executive's room.
No! We almost... Oh.
How did you get in here?
I'm Peter Pan. What happened here?
He poured skunky beer down my throat.
Sit down.
Oh.
The party's over. over, Gessler. Pack up your hops and go home.
I tell you what, why don't you just fly back out the window? There'd be a little something extra in your pay envelope.
I'll give you something extra in your envelope. You big bully. I ought to slap your face.
No one slaps Wolfgang Gessler in the face and lives. Now, you ready to start something?
No, I'm not ready now.
Hi, Carmine.
Now I'm ready.
Hi, Cheryl. Is that your new executive position?
No.
Hey, what's going on here?
Mr. Gessler, I'd like you to meet Carmine Ragusa, the Golden Gloves champion of Milwaukee.
Nice to meet you.
And Carmine, this is Shirley's boss, Mr. Gessler, who just got a drunk and was trying to have his way with her.
You did that? Oh, that's bad. That's not nice, you know? I mean, that's really, really bad.
Young man, if you are not out of here in 5 seconds, you're fired.
I don't work here.
Oh, well, then in that case, you can keep your job. I'm going home. Please excuse me. Besides, I do not like speaking with people I can fire.
I'll walk you up.
I beg your pardon. That won't be necessary.
Yes, it will. You're going to need somebody to pick you up.
What do you mean by that?
I got a strange feeling you're going to fall down a few flights of steps.
Not too many, Carmine.
Come on, it's all over.
I thought I was doing so good. All he wanted to do was touch my taste buds.
That could happen to anybody.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Laverne.
That was nothing. It was better than riding with Lenny and Squiggy and a swan.
We ought to warn all the girls in the brewery about Mr. Wolfgang Gessler.
I don't think so. To get ahead, a lot of girls might not mind making Wolfie happy.
Yeah. Not girls like us.
Nah.
We'll take the hard but honest road to the top.
Yeah. Let's take some of this beer home.
You think you should do that?
Why not? No one will know. Come on.
All right. I hope you didn't grab the skunky beer.
Well, if I did, we'll use it for company.
Just
who are they from?
Dear Shirley, Laverne, no hard feelings, Wolfgang Gessler. Isn't that sweet? He probably meant no harm.
Wouldn't have sent the flowers if he meant no harm.
Well, it's just his way of trying to make up, that's all.
Shirley, you know, you really worry me sometimes. How come you trust everybody?
How come you don't trust anybody?
Because it's safer that way. Look, when you were busy being an executive, a guy came to the door. He was trying to sell me swampland in Nebraska. I gave him the bum's rush. If you were here, you would have bought 400 acres.
That's not true. I would have given him the bum's rush. Out he would have gone.
Yeah?
Yes?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. There's hope for you. How you doing?
Just doing some exercises.
No, there's an article about exercises in here.
Really?
Yeah. What was that?
Nothing.
Omaha Swamp Company.
Now, the man had a very honest face, and he was wearing a veteran's pin. And if you look here, there's...